Hello.
Hi, Edward. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I just wanted to confirm, because I saw that you made the payment online, so thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Wanted to cancel the account now, or do you want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for?
I was just reading the terms, like the terms and service agreement and everything, and I just wanted to like see if I did do that, when would I need to cancel it in order to not get have to pay for the next month? That's you know, like,
so
that's...
Yes, what I would do is push the next billing out 30 days, so you'd be paid in full until December 30th. So you just have to call us within 3 business days of that date.
Of December 30th, 31st?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. The wordage was a little bit vague on the agreement. So that answers my question. So yeah, I mean, I guess we can, let's just cancel it, because I've been working on getting my like Google profile all set up myself.
Okay.
And I just think that it would be just more beneficial for me to learn how to do all of that on my own. That way I'm not relying on.
So did you create a duplicate one, or is it the same one initially that we were working on that you're trying to?
No, I was going to just try to create a new one, with just my business name. 'Cause I think I tried to get a chain, where it was just Lakeside Repairs, but, that didn't end up happening. I think it's under Lakeside Repairs, appliance specialist or something like that. It's like a mouthful.
Yeah, I see that. Expert appliance repair specialist at Lakeside Repairs. That's what I see.
Yeah.
So, there's one thing with Google. They're very finicky about something that's called NAP, name, address, phone number. So if anything's duplicate, it throws up a red flag, and it would, give you a harder chance of getting verified. So, what I would suggest, if you're, set on canceling, we always set you as the owner to the page, and we're just managing it. So I could just, have them reach out to you with the credentials, and you just, modify the one that's already started. Because if you make a duplicate, that will hurt you. What you could do, because I want to let you know that any business can make their own Google profile. That's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. But that is never going to bring you a new client unless it gets exposure, right? So that's what we specialize in, is making sure that it's ranking on the first page. And the nice thing is, now that, you're going into your second month of service, you're right on the cusp of where it will pay off and explode for you and give you some solid results. So if you wanted to, and I get this because, December 27th is right in the middle of Christmas and New Year's, and people have a lot going on that time of year.
I don't want to forget.
Totally. I understand. Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I looked at the timing of it. I'm like, that's kind of a, plus we're closed for New Year's Day and Christmas Day, and, I don't want, something to accidentally charge you when, you don't want to. So I can push that next billing out until the new year, like maybe January 10th, and that way you'd have until January 7th to call, and you'd have, some more time to settle it. And if you're worried about forgetting that date, I could even set up an automatic email to come to you on this, maybe the first week of January, and say, hey, Edward, Local Splash will bill on the 10th. That way you'll get a reminder to call us. But I'm confident that by then the Google listing is, probably verified. It's published on the first page. You're probably getting some solid client calls. So who knows? You may even want to keep it at that point. But, it is nice to know that you'll get that reminder, just so that it won't slip your mind,
Yeah, no, that does sound better.
Yeah. I don't mind doing that for you.
That would be amazing. The whole timing of all this is just tough for me because I've got this custody battle I'm going through, and these lawyer fees are absolute, like, lawyers are crooked, honestly.
I understand.
I mean, it was $6,500 just to have him appear in a courtroom for 2 hours.
Wow. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know. It just makes me angry that they can get away with that, you know? I mean, I know that they have exorbitant fees, but come on, they should pay for their time spent. And 2 hours, I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah, 2 hours of time and, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. That's terrible.
I love, you know, what you guys have done for me, and it's been a great experience, a learning experience, and it's definitely, I feel like, helped. I mean, with like the Facebook page and everything, I've had a lot of people reach out, like just over the phone. So I definitely appreciate what you guys have done for me.
Yeah. So I'll do that for you, Edward. No problem. I'll push the billing out till the 10th of January, and then I'll also send you a little reminder the first week just so that you can get prompted to call us if you still want to cancel at that time. And then did you get that video verification done by chance? Because I see that had been pending as of the 5th of last month. So
I had a video made, but I did it wrong. So I need to go back in my email and read it. I think there was a link that I was supposed to do it on, and it automatically puts it into the format needed.
I can resend you that email. Then if you hit a glitch again, call me because I can have someone from the verification department walk you through it. What exactly happened? You uploaded it to a different form or something, or did you just...
Well, I made the video just on my phone, and I went to try to upload it, and that's when I was like, oh, I did this wrong. So I just need to refilm everything through that link. That way I can send it right to you guys.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so don't sit on that because that's what's the hiccup right now is that, and it's a good thing that Google's asking you to do that because that means they're protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. But I also understand that, you know, sometimes it's annoying that you have to do that extra step, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a good thing because they will only publish the businesses that are valid in the area, and you have everything to show that. So they're just asking you to upload that so that once they get it, they can actually publish it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And no, if you like, once it is, you know, all up and running, if you want us to change it to just Lakeside Repairs, we can do that, or we can leave it, you know, the way it is. But I say right now, we won't make any revisions. We want to make sure that the verification goes through first. And then once it does, if you want to simplify the name, that's no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
I will get that video done. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, do you still have my extension in case you needed to call in for assistance on that? Or if not, I'll text it to you again.
I think I do. Hold on. Let me see. Because you actually, can you send it to me again? Let's see.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yep. It's 777. You could ask for Tina or ask for 777 and it'll come back to my desk. But I'll send it to you again just so you have it.
I just like the message because I just found it from you. So
you found it. Oh, good. Okay. So then you don't need the new. Okay. Awesome. So I think we have a good game plan. So you're all good to go for now. And, you know how to reach me if you need any further assistance on that video verification. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Gina.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your week too, Edward.
You too.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.